This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that powered by the blessings and collective participation of 140 crore Indians, the country has witnessed rapid transformations across diverse sectors in the past 11 years. In a social media post, he said, guided by the principle of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas, the NDA government has delivered path-breaking changes with speed, scale and sensitivity. Mr. Modi added that from economic growth to social upliftment, the focus has been on people-centric, inclusive and all-round progress. BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda has said the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government has changed the political culture of the country by bringing politics of performance and giving a responsible and responsive government. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi on the completion of 11 years of the Modi government, Mr. Nadda said this government has set a new normal by changing the political landscape of the country. Mr. Nadda termed the NDA government at the centre as an effective government which takes bold decisions. He said it is a people-led government and it has set a new standard of transparency. The BJP president added that in the last 11 years, the Modi government has laid the foundation of Vikasit Bharat.
जब मैं ट्रांसपेरेंट गवर्नमेंट की बात करता हूं, तो डीबीटी का लगभग 130 टाइम्स ट्रांजैक्शन बढ़ गया है और उसी तरीके से जैम ट्रिनिटी ने 3.9 लाख करोड़ की लीकेज को रोका है और उसी तरीके से हमारे ट्रांसपेरेंट टैक्सेशन को उन्हें लॉन्च किया ताकि ट्रांसपेरेंट टैक्सेशन का प्रोसेस को अडॉप्ट करे और कोई भी ऑनेस्ट टैक्स पेयर को उसका लाभ मिल सके.
Mr. Nadda alleged that the previous government before 2014 was involved in corruption and also there was an atmosphere of negativism. He said after 2014, this has changed and a sense of optimism was witnessed in the country. In Chhattisgarh, an additional superintendent of police was martyred in an IED blast triggered by Maoists. The incident took place in Sukma district this morning when a team of police personnel was on patrol in view of a bandh called Tomorrow by Naxalites. A pressure improvised explosive device planted by Naxalites exploded near Dondra village on Konta Erabor Road. ASP Konta Akash Rao Giripunje was killed and some other police personnel were injured in the incident. In Maharashtra, one passenger was killed and 13 others were seriously injured in a local train incident this morning. The train was running between Dibba and Mumbra. Some of the passengers who were hanging on the doors of the train got hit and fell on the railway track. Emergency services and the railway administration reached the spot as soon as the incident was reported. Relief and rescue operations are underway. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has expressed grief over the incident. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta has said the Delhi government has set a target of planting 70 lakh trees this season to improve the city's environment. Under the initiative of Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today planted a sindoor plant in memory of her mother at a government school in Shalimar Bagh, New Delhi. In Jammu and Kashmir, the mercury continued to soar across the Jammu region, with Samba recording a high of 43.9 degrees and Jammu City recording 42.7 degrees Celsius. Our Jammu correspondent reports that the region has been reeling under an extreme heat wave for the past 3 days, with temperatures consistently rising above the 40 degrees Celsius mark. IMD has predicted severe heatwave conditions in Jammu region during the next 5 days, with slight disturbance of the weather this evening. Israeli military forces intercepted a Gaza-bound aid vessel carrying climate activist Greta Thunberg and other prominent international activists today, detaining the passengers and towing the ship to Israel. The Freedom Flotilla Coalition had organized the mission to deliver humanitarian aid to Gaza, where the population of 2.1 million people faces severe shortages after months of conflict and blockade. Over 1,000 protesters clashed and faced off with National Guard troops in downtown Los Angeles during latest demonstrations against immigration raids that swept across California. And with that, we end this news bulletin.